Okay, please say.
Vamos lá, Natas.
What?
Okay, everybody say, no. Yesterday, we had mentioned the Yisoyer, the Nesibis, the Kfeger, and others, that the fundamental difference between Kinyan Yad and Kinyan Adba, and that Yad is kind of because it's in your Rishos. Similar to the idea of Chatzar. Hakbah is kind of because you pick it up. Even if you're not holding it, you call something to pick up. You also kind of Hakbah. That's the same Kinyan Hakbah. Zotir the Sivis. The Nafkamin is if something. So Mela, Yad is only kind of what's in the parameters, within the parameters of your Yad. And you're sticking out, you're not kind of with Yad because it's not in your Rishos. Mela, you're not kind of Hakbah. That's your command to buy. Pick up something, and something's sticking out, you're still kind of Hakba. But for Yad, it has to be in the Yad itself. Now, gradually they ask a very strong kasha from the Sugin Kedushin, where the Rajba over there is working with the Rajba had yesterday. The Sugin Kedushin over there on Chavav, he brought down that Rashi that we discussed yesterday.
Who asked us?
Everyone. Ask yourself. I saw they put it in the bottom of the Sivis. They put it down. Here's Jim Chosky. But I don't know if it's some kind. It's famous kasha. That the sugi over there discusses how you kind an elephant. And the Gemara says, only at the pillar of Shem Mayikne, only Abaya is chavah chavah and beis kedushin. Mechalipin, inami besarichas mechaymai. Either you could do a chalipin, or you rent the area underneath the elephant, you kind of chatzar. Or, Vzera says, maybe Abba Kalim, Umanichon Tachas Raglov. And the elephant goes on the Kalim. Sham Mina, and Kalim Shalkech, Meshul Smeicher, Kana Kech. So you see that the Kalev of the Keach in the Shus and the Meicher is kind of. My answer, my simta, whatever. Inam Mechavili Zemeiris, that's where the Rashi was. You're talking about, Rashi says, the pile of whatever it is, vegetation, and vines, and it's more than 3 tvachim high. He goes on it, and Hagbosh Lesh Tvachim is kind of. And this is what Rashi said. Over here, Rashi doesn't say Beferish, but the reason why we say the Teretz over here, Hakbah, is because the Kalim wasn't Hakbah. In other words, the Kalim were less than 3 tvachim. Stam Kalim was less than 3 tvachim. That's why it wasn't the Teretz before didn't work out Hakbah. The Chayyid didn't only work out Chazer. And therefore, the Gemara is giving another Teretz of Hakbah now. That's what Rashi brought from this Rashi. That's the difference between. This is what Rashi tells us, this Chilik. Now, Akapanim, what did the Gemara say? The Kalim says Mashma is kind of Chatzer, right? And the Gemara brought a Raya from here. Shema Mina, Kalim shall like Keach, Bishus Meicher. The guy that wants to buy the elephant, he brings his Kalim, and he has the elephant climb up the Kalim and it's Bishus Meicher. Right? He's not taking it off. He's taking his own Bishus Meicher. Kind of Chatzer. Elmai wants to be kind of now in Bishus Meicher. You see, Kalim shall care Bishus Meicher is kind of. Now, what's that talking about? It's about Kinyan Chatzer. So, for Chayra, if you're like the Nesivis, that, by Yad, it has to be totally in your hand, or be kind of Yad, otherwise it's not in your shoes. L'Chayra, okay, so no one should jump me. L'Chayra, who adin, l'fizeh, Kinyan Chatzer, is also kind of only the mount of the object that's in your chatzar. You have something in my chatzar, and half is sticking out of the chatzar, you're not going to be kind of. Just like Nesivis says, Bayat. Without the Nesivis, you could say, okay, as long as it's partially my rishus, maybe I'm kind of. But the Nesivis tells me that by Kinyan Yad, it has to be totally my Yad. Because Chatzar also, the same idea. It has to be in Marishos. Because what's Yisrael in Kenyan? That's in Marishos. The Chatzar is in Kenyan Yad. It's also in Marishos. Because the Manyam says it's Machlekes by Chatzar. It's Chatzar Metam Yad in the Gemara. It's Shalom in the Gemara. It's Chatzar working like Yad. The Hainu Luchar is Rishos. Or it's Chatzar like Shlichos. It's like the Chatzar is your Shliach. Whatever that's supposed to mean when I'm learning that Sugi now. But the point is, if Chatzar is Metam Yad, then L'chayra should be a problem. L'chayra should be a problem. One second. You should also have to be totally in your chatzar. Now, the case over there with the elephant standing on four buckets. Yeah? But most of the elephant is not its legs. Between the legs, there's a lot of elephant. and therefore, and in the chayra, it's not in the chatzar. The chatzar is the kelev shel lekeach, which is the chatzar, is only the four buckets. Yeah? So lefid the nesivis, that by kinyan yad, it has to be totally in. So the chayr was saying more than kinyan chatzar. Over here, the Gemara is saying kind of chatzar, by virtue of the fact the elephant standing on the four buckets, even though most of the elephant is not in the chatzar of the lekeach. Unless we say the chatzar, maybe the Gemara is going chatzar mitam shlichus taka. Chatzar mitam shlichus, then maybe it's not shver. But in other words, chatzar mitam yad l'chayra, it's impossible to chal b'chatzar and yad. If chatzar is working mitam shlichus, then taka echrami. Maybe it was with maida. You don't need to. It has to be totally in my thing. And members of the maskanas of Gemara in Bava Metzia is. The chotzer mitam yad, but like gara mishlichus. Now, the chotzer maskaras of Gemara is taka. That chotzer could work out shlichus. That, but where it's a chayiv, yeah, then you need yad because ain zochlam ain chabam alufanos. So there you have to know. By yad, you have to be there. Kids, it's complicated Gemara to get right now. But the maskaras of Gemara is a chotzer mitam yad, like gara mishlichus. It could work out shlichus. And when it's a schos, it could work out. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be next with. Yad, you do it next to it, shlichus not. And so over here, l'chayra, that l'chayra would be the teretz. But the kasha is a nice kasha. Akapanim, so yesterday, I was looking in Tam Rintam, and Imam says exactly like the Nesimus. Gvalka Mar Makim, as a raya, did this Yisoid the Nesimus. I always knew the Yisoid, the Nesimus, Fager, other Achrayim. I never realized until yesterday, there's actually Mefarish Rishon that says like this, because the Talmud Rambam over here, when he goes through our sugi, what we show him discuss, you know, whether Hagbah needs to be Tvachin, he goes through all the Marmakaimis like we discussed Marichas yesterday. Then he says, Umahida Mir Meksubis, Ravash Yom Mekain Shatsir of Yadil Mata Mishlaisha, Vekibla. So the Gemara is discussing Kimle Rabbanei. How do you have a case of Haitzah together with Minkainen the Gazela at the same time? So which is Kimle Rabbanei. There's a Gemara saying that a case they chayiv for carrying a Shabbos together simultaneously with the Kenyan, that they should say Kimle Rabbanei should be potter on the Gazela. But that's not the point. But the point is, the Gemara says over there, what's the case? Shatsir of Yod Lamat Mishlaisha, the Kibla. You schlepped it out of the guy's house into the street, and you put it onto your hand in the street, and that's how you kind of Shabbos and Gazel comes together. So, Chayr, you see, that it says, Sir of Yod Lamat Megimel. So, Chayr, we see the Hakbah. At first glance, you might want to bring right from there that Hakbah doesn't need Gimel. It's right there, Ben Tam. So again, nay, it's not a raya. Why? Kimish would be yadai, kainap mishleik bishleisha. Because there it's kinyan yad. Yad for sure doesn't need to be fach. Like Tyson said, right? It means a raya from the Gemara and Gittin, nasim biyada, yeah, leishna gavai, leishna na. Fine. Fine, it means another raya. Now, bhadit sarachak bashleisha. Says the Talmud Tam, Hainu Dover Gadol. So now he's bothered by Kasha. Hooray! He just established for us that Betz Magbah needs Shloisha, right? Habah needs Shloisha. Aye, the case of Ksubis, that's Yad. The difference between Yad and Hagbah. So he asked the cow, okay, fine, wonderful. If you tell him Yad doesn't eat Shloisha, so let every Hagbah work for Teres Yad. Why are you telling me Hagbah needs Shloisha? But if Yad doesn't eat Shloisha, so every Hagbah should work for Teres Yad. You pick up something, so you forget about it. Damach, Hagbah, tape a clay out Yad, you shouldn't eat Shloisha, you should never eat Shloisha, because every Hagbah has a built in Yad. That was his question. So there, for the Sarah Chagbah Shlaisha, Hainu Dover Gadol, Shein Etayu Sabiyah Dekulay. Something you're not holding completely in your hand, then you need Hagbah. It's exactly Mamish word for word in the Sivis. It's Mamish word for word in the Sivis. That when do you need Hagbah? You need Hagbah when the Yad is not going to work. Why is the Yad not going to work? Because it's sticking out of your hand. It's sticking out of your hand. The Yad doesn't work. Then you have to come on to, Hagbah. And then you're talking to Shlaisha. And he brings a raya. Brings a raya from the Gemara in Bamitzia. Gemara says over there, Hai Sudra, Kivin Tafis Be Shalosh Shalosh, you're holding three its bais, or by three its bais, which is enough to be considered a kli. There's three fingers, by three fingers of material is considered choshev enough that it's like a Sudra, you can be kind of Kenyan Sudra with it. And the Gemara says, command the pasuk dami. Meaning, whatever I'm holding in my hand, it's as if it's cut off, and I'm kind of that part. He wants to demonstrate the difference between Hagbah and Yad. How am I going to show you the difference between Hagbah and Yad? I'm going to give you a case where Hagbah couldn't be kind of. Why? Because you didn't pick it up. If you pick up a part of something, you pick up a Gemara partially. Yeah, you go like this. You just pick up one side of Gemara. Are we saying this Hagbah? Yeah, I picked up part of Gemara. That's silly, right? Because the Gemara is still on the floor. So in fact, part of the Gemara on the floor is obviously no Hagbah. But yeah, in that case, the Sura is on the floor. Yet we say the part that you're holding, if it's 3x3, then you can kind of Kenyan Sudar. Why? Command the Pasuk. What do we see? Because you can't say it's Hagbah. Elmai, we see that's Yad. That's what he wants to say. Akapanim, we have Kaval Meferish, Tamar Ben Tam, right, and Nesivis and Feger, that the Yisoid, that Yad has a different requirement than Hagbah. Yad has a requirement that has to be totally in your hand, and Hagbah, that's a bit correct. That's where you need. The Kenyan of Hagbah is the part that's sticking out.
Adkan. In his writing, he's saying that the Sudder works because you're holding 3x3, or you're
kind of
the cloth?
No, you kind of the cloth. What happens if the Kenyan says something else? But you kind of the cloth. Once you kind of the cloth, then you can be kind of Kenyan Sudder. Felipe.
You kind of the whole cloth just by holding part of it.
No. Command the pasuk. The part that's in your hand. The 3x3. Those three fingers by three fingers that's in your hand. That you can kind of, even though you're not cutting the rest, and there's no Hagbah here. That's his book. It's connected to the ground. There's no Hagbah. Why kinda? Elamai kinda al Yad. Here we see clearly there's a fundamental difference between Yad and Hagbah. Ad Khan. Now, just one point also from yesterday. Yesterday we were discussing the Rajba. We had issues with the Rajba at the end. When the Rajba says that Lamayil Megimel, even though you don't have mind to be kind of, you're chayiv. He says, because there you have a ma'isa choshev that's kind of, as you're going with hefka, you don't need gimel. Normally need gimel. So why in our Gemara you chayiv by hefka as a glow ma'al ma'gimel? Says the Rajba, because there you have a ma'isa that's even kind of the stuff, trying to buy something from your friend. That's what we had the Rajba yesterday. So we were temel, chayra. Pashmi, like, who's committing? You're not EFK. You don't have a mind to be kind of. How are you kind of? You don't have a mind to be kind of. You're not kind of. Elamai, why you chai? You chai? Because it's my sakriya. Because it's my sakriya. That's what Rashi says. Hifka Rashu say. Mafkin is Akav, Rashi says, you chai. I'm holding a severe lay. The Mafkin is Akav chai. Why you chai? Because Barbara is Rabb. You chai for the my sakriya. You chai for the my sakriya. Because you're mistaken them with the first maisa. So Lang showed me this morning that the nice Maramakam, the the Ramban in Yevamos by the sugya that we mentioned yesterday. You know, the sugya that tells us they need kavanah for kinyan. Either we mentioned we brought in yesterday Derech Aga when we were talking about Adas Acheres Makne. The Gemara says either b'nichsa ger kasav shu shalai. If you plow in nichsa ger shemeis, which the property becomes hefker because he has no yarshim. You plow thinking that it's yours. You don't have das kinyan. So we say that you're not kaina. So the Rashba, the Ramban over there says pshat is that because kinyan needs das. One second, kinyan needs das, and that's why you're not kaina. Says the Ramban, and don't tell me. Mamash bizan our Gemara. Don't tell me that chayif the Gemara in Babam Kama that chavtesam and beis that says that if you pick up the glal lamayla megimel you're kaina. Even though it was loy neskavin, right? Gemara says that by less than gimel you have to mechavin, but more than gimel, even loy neskavin liknagin, right? Time chizkavin liknays, time chizkavin liknays. But lamayim gimel afkav loy neskavin liknays. The chayyim you see, they don't need kavana for kinyan. Says the Ramban. Zok the Ramban, no, that's a silly question. Because over there, you're not kind of chayiv al kavana. You're chayiv. He quotes Rashi. Mamash quotes Rashi. You're chayiv because mafkin is zakav. You're chayiv in our nusach. You're chayiv for kriyas habar. You're chayiv for kriyas habar because you're masal demais and rishon. You made the bar. It's your bar. It's like mafkin is zakav, which is stam kriyas habar. That's why you're chayiv, not because of kenyan. Really, can't be arrived mere that you kind of shalay bekavana. So the Ramban Namish speaks it out, the Nakuda that we stole on the Raj, but the Ramban Namish speaks out that Nakuda. Now, okay, so there's an interesting Rambam right here. Is this Rambam?
It's
Nun Beis. Yevamos Nun Beis. Where's the Rambam?
Just came on in Perkei Beis Halacha Vav.
That's part of the Marmokim. Is psh.
That's just that I got the whole thing.
That's the right.
Okay. Now, the Rambam brings in our Gemara. There's a. Besides the Kamachlaikis, the Rambam, and the Ravid, and what is he saying in Machlaikis? Look at the Rambam. Amoyitzi bar v'chiseyu v'chazav gileyu ba'al bar chayiv v'zach rampatim. Right? That's the Gemara gave the Mashal. That's not called. You were masalik ma'isa rishon. They're just covering the bar. You were masalik the ma'isa. Sos my ba'afar. The chazav itzi es kol ha'afar. Zeachron chayiv. The second guy came, filled up the bar. Zeo. There's no bar anymore. Now that you dug it, you took out the dirt you put in there. It's called the new ma'isa kriya. It's a new ma'isa kriya. Mela, he's chayiv, achon chayiv. Shekiven, shetom and vayba offer nistalka ma'aser rishay, like our Gemara says. Now the question is, in the first case of the Rambam, where you covered the bar and uncovered the bar, so then the Rambam says the first guy is chayiv, the second guy is potter. The Rambam does not make any condition that the first guy has to have known about the fact that the second guy took off the cover. Zok the Ravid, three words. Omer Avram, four words or two words. B'chdei sheyeda. B'chdei sheyeda. What does it mean b'chdei sheyeda? That the only time the first guy is chayiv is if he's made aware of the fact that the guy uncovered the book. Zok the Magid Mishnah. Vur besugya perakamaniach besugas bal bar chay b'chleishi yeda kadima raivis. Where's raiv coming from? Dinzel barshel shal shutfin. She's bar lamata. She'en rishul chay vat she yeda. Okay. The next halach. Barshel shutfin. Barvel rishul v'loikisav. She'en v'loikisav. Rishul chay vat etc. And then if he gave over the cover to the second guy, he's potter, and the second one's chayiv. Or he saw Rishon Abba Shein Matzim Gulav like he saw. Kitzer. Then by Barsh Nei Shutfin, when the second guy covered it, then we say it was the second guy's responsibility. Then we say if it's uncovered, Arei Masai Yes Shein Levadei Chayim Achiyei the Rishon Shabar Magula. Yeah, because she's gepoilim because there was because I don't know. We have to give the first guy a chance. Give the first guy a chance to cover the bar. Then we say that the first guy is chayiv. So the rai is up the Magen Mishnah. The rai compares the two, just like the case of Shutfim, where it was the second guy uncovered it. And the first guy gave it over to the second guy, and he's not chayiv until he actually knows that it was uncovered. So too says the Ravid, who did in this case, when Reuven dug a bar, Shimon came and covered the bar, and then he uncovered the bar. So Betzem, there was a covered bar over here. So just like by Shutfim, we had a covered bar, and then it got uncovered. The other guy, the first Shutfim, is only chayiv when he knows about it. So Tovir also, yeah, same thing. He had a covered bar, got uncovered. So the first guy is not responsible until he actually knows that it's uncovered, and he didn't take care of it. Otherwise, an einus. That's the Ravid. Look the Magen Mishnah. V'yesh l'chalik. Shekan lehoyal lismoich al kisui shel adam zeh shein lechel bebar afu yada bekisuyav nefish hoyal lachos shema yav vayalav itol kisuyav ulfik lechoyal lebal bar lechasayisay mishaloi yim lekisim mishaloi afu bachav begilei uchayiv shein gibar shel shutfin shvish hoyal lismoich al kisuyav val sheini shavar sham. Who achiyuv? Kim shavishin liyad mezebar. So chayra, what Magen Mishnah is telling me is that there's a difference because in halacha hey, in halacha vav, where the ramba, where the balabar didn't cover it, and he didn't give it over to his shutif, who's responsible, just as much as he's responsible. He didn't give it over to him, the responsibility falls on his shoulders. There, stop. It happened to be that it was covered. So it wasn't happened to be that it's covered. You have no right to rely on the fact that it's covered in the meantime. Why? Because someone covered it with his cover, right? Someone covered it with his cover. So, you have no right to rely that the cover is going to stay covered. So therefore, you're responsible right away. Mashayin came back. He said, Shutfin, I have no reason to think that the Shutfin is going to uncover it. Because it's his bar just as much as my bar. And it was his responsibility because I gave over the bar. I gave it over to him. I left. He was using the bar. I gave him the cover. Whatever it is, the Gemara we had just last night, punk. Right? Well, what's called giving over the bar to the other Shutfin? Whatever it is, now it's his responsibility. I have no reason to think that if he covered it, it's going to get uncovered. So therefore, like any other bar, if I have a bar that got uncovered by mistake, somehow the wind uncovered it, so I'll call my, I don't know about it, I'm an itis, as long as I covered it properly. So here also, I'm an itis, until I find out about it. Mashiach over here, even if he knew that the guy covered it, but you had no reason to think that it's going to stay covered. You had no right to think that it's going to stay covered. You had a right to think it's going to stay covered. That's the Magen Mishnah's chiluk. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Betzem, there's a Gemara in that Flamid, okay? The Gemara says what the Gemara says that if someone digs a bar and he covers it with someone else's kli, with someone else's cover, and that guy comes along, sees his cover, he takes the cover, it's his cover, and always say, no, quickly leave his cover and someone else's bar.
Where's this?
What?
What's this case?
Where? The flounder. Yeah? So, what's the halacha? That the other guy is chayiv. The other guy is chayiv right away.
Who's the other guy?
The Baal Bar.
The Baal Bar, sorry. The Baal Bar is chayiv. Ruvain, the Baal Bar, took Shimon's cover and covered his kli with it. So then Shimon came and took his cover. Ruvain's chayiv. Yeah, Gemara over here. I remember it's a mess. I'm chasen boyer b'dalya shal chaveiroi. V'bo b'al dli. V'not al dalyoi. Chayiv b'al abar. Okay? Ches. Maimi. Perigud beiz. Halacha tes. I'm being done. Halacha tes. I'm chasen boyer b'dalya shal chaveiroi. V'bo b'al dli. V'not al dalyoi. B'al abar chayiv. Open and shall case. Remember the flamen of an olive in Parakalaniach above a kama. Now, in that case, right? In that case, we don't say that he has that waiting period, right? He has that grace period until he finds out that the bar was uncovered and he's chayiv right away. That even, right? That even the raiv is masking. The raiv over here, yeah, the raiv over here that says. Then the case, when Reuven dug a bar, Shimon covered it and uncovered it. There the Rav says, Reuven is only chayiv after he knows. But about the Rav is masking, in a halacha test, that he doesn't get that grace period. When Reuven covered his bar with Shimon's cover, then he's chayiv right away. So what's the difference with Das the Rav? What's the difference with Das the Rav? Zuckerberg Bear, that Poshit, because over there, when I covered my bar with your cover, I had no reason to think that you were going to come and uncover it. Mechtesi, you're not going to uncover it. It's your cover. I have no reason to think you're not going to uncover it. So therefore, I'm responsible. Mashain Kane. In our case, we're there. Reuven dug a bar. Shimon came and covered it. So there, if Shimon covered the bar, so there is a svar that could be said that you didn't think he was going to uncover it. They didn't uncover it. If he covered it, Mustam was all asking. He was planning a leaving. He saw a bar here. That's a problem. So he covered it. Nice guy. So I have no reason to think that he didn't uncover it.
What if the Baal Bar didn't find out that the guy covered it? Like at all? He thought it was still uncovered.
I was wondering about that case. It's not mashma zechel. It's mashma that there's no difference.
So what's the svar in that?
What?
In that case. What's the svar? In the case where there's no cover, the Baal Bar didn't just left it open. Someone covers it.
Let's think about that case. That's what the Raiv is going to be mahaled in those two cases. The Shaila is now in the Rambam, when the Rambam holds, right? The Rambam equates those two cases. According to the Rambam, just like in the case of when I took someone else's cover and covered my bar, I'm chayiv right away. And the Rambam doesn't stop two things together. That's shaila there. Is it the same yisoid or is it different? The Rambam said, Rambam holds that yichayiv. When I take your thing and I cover it, I'm chayiv. And also the Rambam says, I'm chayiv even the Baal Bar. The Baal Bar left it uncovered. The other guy came along and covered it, and then uncovered it. Our Gemara, the Ram holds, that also doesn't get a grace period. It's like this. So you could say
Baal Batish. And that's what could be what the Magen Mishnah means. And that's what the Magen Mishnah is saying is that in the Rambam, what he said in the Rambam, the difference between our case and the case of Barsha Shutfin, the guy was responsible for it, therefore you didn't think he was going to take it off. Lashenkin over here, it's a random guy, right? I can't rely on the random guy to necessarily leave the cover on the bar. It's his cover. It's not his bar. He has absolutely no responsibility over here. Shutfin has responsibility. He has no responsibility. So I had no reason to think he wasn't gonna take it off. So then it could be, you know, as the Rambam, it is daima to the case of me covering my bar with your cover. Just like when I'm covering my bar with your cover, I'm chayiv right away. I had no reason to think that you weren't going to take it away. It's your cover. It's a day. So too, even though you covered my bar, I have no reason to think you're not going to uncover my bar because it's not your bar. You have no responsibility. Okay, you're sorry that you're inside. You need the cover for whatever reason. You want to play frisbee? I don't know why you want the cover. So therefore, the Rambam maybe equates the two. Baruch Ber learns not like that, but that's the Magen Mishnah. He learns not like that, that's the Magen Mishnah. Even though I think the Lashon Magen Mishnah could be understood the way I'm explaining it, but the Rambam equates the two. Baruch Ber has a whole shtickle over here. The guy with the etzem achleik is Rambam the Ra'ivid. Where, again, back to the etzem achleik is Rambam Ra'ivid is, the Rambam holds that if someone covered my bar and uncovered it, I'm chayiv right away. The Ra'ivid holds that I'm only chayiv when I found out about it. Only found out, just like Bar Shoshnei Shoshnei. So, Baruch Ber wants to say, brings down from Chaim. Explain the Rambam. He wants to say, he clears the Chakira. In other words, when the Torah says, it's Mavur in the Torah, that if you cover a bar, you're Potter. Cover a bar, you're Potter. Why? How do we know that? Because the Torah says, Vlei Chasanu. If you didn't cover it, you're Chayim. Vice dies, if you cover your pot, so stay in the Torah, if you cover by your pot. What's the side of that? What is this? What is the side of a covered bar? Why are you potter on a covered bar? What? Do we say it's a shmirah? No one can hurt themselves, so this is like a shmirah. Right? It's a shmirah. It's a shmirah. Like if you had someone standing there, you know, make sure no one falls in. But this is like all the zakin, right? If you watch your bar, you watch your shar, I mean, yeah, whatever the level of shmir you need for, you know, tam, mu'ud, this and that, all machlekes and shmir, right? Shmir mu'ula, right? Shmir b'chusa, whatever it is, but there's a concept of shmirano, like the Pasuk says. There's din shmir. So the shmir of a bar is to cover it. That's the shmir of a bar. Or he says, no, pshat is that kolzman it's covered, it doesn't have a shem bar. It's as if you filled it up. It's not a bar. A covered bar, a bar is a bar, is a hole that you can fill it. If it's covered, then it's not a bar.
Nafka mina would be used. One second. Digging a bar, not a hole. Street.
What?
What's it called? Street.
Yeah. It's not a bar. It's, you know, you can walk right across it. It's not a bar.
If you say that's a bar, then opening a bar is a yes bar.
Yeah, it's like
okay. Now,
so then case,
wait. Let him talk. Afterwards, you bro, better have the floor. Better have the floor, and after that, you can have the floor. You can have the bar also. Yeah.
No.
With the cover. Yeah. Anyway.
Gosh.
I lied. The naimad the din kisim mebar ain't a rock din shmir elish din a stalka bar ben kankriya nafkamina. What's it, what's we're about? Bear's mouth kamina? Le'inyin im kiso acher. Oh. What happens if someone else, I have a bar here, and someone else covers my bar. Someone else covers my bar. Yeah? So if we say, if we say, then it's a din shmira. It's not a shmira. It's not a shmira. Someone else covers my bar and he can take it off. He can't say the bar, that I watch the bar. It happens to be it's watched for this second. He can't say that I'm potter because I did a shmira. Yeah. Kozman, it's covered. Okay, then I'm an oinis. If the shor falls in anyway, right? But Kozman, it's not. You know, if it gets taken away, you can't say that I was yoitz my din shmira. Mashenkein, if the pshat is it doesn't have a shame bar while it's covered, then Kozman, then even if someone else did it, saif kov saif. It's not a bar. So Mela.
Well, now it's uncovered.
One second. Now. Alright, if you hold that it's a din that takes away, mistaled, creates a bar. Malik is sheikh seyu oyacher. Saif kosaif, there's no bar over here. Now. Zokar baruch bar. And he'd like to suggest that this is the machlaikis. The Rambam and the Raiv. The Raiv holds that a bar that's covered doesn't have a Shem bar. I'm sorry. The Rambam holds. No, I'm sorry. Right. The Rambam's Machmer. Okay, sorry. The Rambam holds it's a Din Shmira. It's a Din Shmira. So Mela, over here, someone came and covered my bar. He went and took it off. So Kozman is on, so I'm an Einis if something happens. But the Regi takes off. Since I never did any Shmir over here, well, so there's nothing to pat to me. There's nothing to pat. I left an open bar. Someone punk was nice, he covered it. He uncovered it. But as far as I'm concerned, nothing happened. I did not watch my bar at all. So once the bar, the cover gets taken away, so that's it. It's as if we're back to square one. Just like I was chayiv before the guy covered it, the second he took it off, I'm chayiv. Why? There was no shmir here b'cha. There was never a shmir here b'cha. Mashenkein, the raiv, Zokar Baruch Ber. Mashenkein, the raiv. Holds that the din kisui is that it was that at least temporarily it was nostalgic to create that bar. So like this. See here it gets a little delicate because you have to add a little knach. Because even if we're going to say in the Ravid, yeah, that calls that when you covered it, it's as if there's no bar, but still we don't say. Okay, that you mistaled the maisa of the first guy. We're not saying it's like you filled it up. There's still a difference, even in this side of Chaim's Chakira, the difference between if you actually fill it up or you cover it. One second. Because the bar is still there. If you filled it up, there's no bar anymore. So Mela, that's mamish mistaled maisa rishon. It was mistaled maisa rishon, and then I go and dig the bar, it's a new bar. Then the first guy is out of Pinchel Gamri. But if I covered it, so even though we say right now doesn't have a Shem bar, but it's not Mestalik Maizerishin. And Berega, that you uncover it, Avad it's his bar. Elamai, the only nafkamina is, do we say, does he have to know about it? Because if you say that Chad is, that this is Shmira, so then there's no Shmira. But if you say the pshat is that in the meantime there was no bar over here, So now, so Beseder. So then that would be something that would pater the Bailim, even though it was someone else that did it. Because there's no bar, there's a carpet, there's no bar. Elamai, now that that guy went and took it off, now it has a shame bar. So therefore, now it has a shame bar. So, but he has to know about it.
Why does knowing about it matter?
One second. What?
What does knowing about it have to do with having a shame bar now?
No, but what do you mean? Now it became a bar. Because then, if it didn't have a shame bar, then the pshat is that Kozman, the cover was there, you bet and had a p'tor.
Right.
Okay, so therefore, there was no bar. Now it became a bar. So it's as if, so now, 1 second. Now my bar became a viable bar. But Kozman, I don't know about it. Kozman, I don't know about it. I'm potter.
Why?
If it's a fickle bar,
the guy can just
move it, just like he put it there. So
why is he putting? What's his pitur now? What's his pitur between uncovering and knowing?
It's different. It's different than the case when I covered it. Let's say with your bar, with your cover. So there, Baruch Beres speaks out. Even the Rav will say it's nothing because there, it's not a cover b'chal. It's a ruch mitzuya that it's off. That's not even called cover, right? The awesome have a baal bar pesheya. The baal sukkah dait deshit lenu, right? But over here, he's not a pshia. So meila and pshat is he wasn't pesheya over here.
So what's his
pitur? His pitur was. It wasn't a bar. Now someone went.
Why are you part? Because you don't know about it.
What?
Yeah. No. Now it's a bar. So the guy's covered.
Just like by Shnei Shutfin, right? Mm-hmm. Just like by Shnei Shutfin, Rabbit says. Just like by Shnei Shutfin, yeah. If it was covered, and even though it got uncovered, because I don't know about it, I'm potter. If there was a p'tur over here, yeah. Kozma, I don't know about it, I'm potter. So just like Meshnei Shutfin. Just like Meshnei Shutfin, we say, Kozma, you don't know about it, you're potter. Says the Ravid, who are then over here?
But Meshnei Shutfin, he owns the bar. He has a chelik in the bar. Just like
the Rambam will tell you that it's different. Because by the case of Meshnei Shutfin, Chad is, there was a Shmira. By the case of Meshnei Shutfin, there was actually a Shmira. Right? Because there, the other guy was responsible to watch it, right? You gave him the cover. So there, pshat is there was a shmira. So if the shmira became bottle, Kozma, I don't know about it. Then I'm potter, right?
What about the second shutif? Meaning you're the first shutif.
Within. Yeah, the Rambam. Okay. Let's move aside. Okay. According to the Rambam, they were saying that a covered bar is a shmira. So then, that's where the Rambam is machalik between the case of someone else covering and uncovering it, where there's no shmira at all, and the case of shnei shutfim. In the case of shnei shutfim, where there was a shmira. Case of situation, I gave it over to my shutif, and he's bad and responsible. He's also baal bar, so there was a shmira. The lacha is, if there was a shmira, and the shmira somehow became batal, if I don't know, so calls my, I don't know about it. I'm potter. I did a shmira. I'm an eyewitness. I did a shmira. If I did a shmira. Yeah, if I did a shmira, then Kozman, and now the shmira became batal. Kozman, I didn't have a chance to fix up the lack of shmira. Then I'm potter. Mashen came. So that's why the Rambam is a difference between the case of the shutfim and our case. So Baruch Per, the Ravid. The reason why the Ravid connects the two, because the Ravid holds that. That when you, a covered bar, it's not the pshat that it's a shmira. A covered bar is a pshat, it doesn't have a shame bar. Okay? So now, if it didn't have a shame bar, so just like by the shutfim also, Why is the other shutif pater? Because there was no bar here. When it became a bar, so he has to be able to. We have to give him time to cover the bar. A bar was just dug. He doesn't know the bar was dug. A bar was dug, and he doesn't know about it. His bar was dug. Yeah, say it. His bar was dug in a way that he's not responsible for his bar. Like the case of Zushutfim, right? One second. The case of Zushutfim, it became uncovered. A bar was dug. Yeah, a bar was dug. So what do we say? That if you don't know about it, then we can't be mechayev you. It's true. It's your bar. The bar was dug. Yeah. I'll give an example. I said, Luyitz of the Lacha was that if your shor digs a bar, you're responsible. The mice is not true because we say ish bar v'lay shor bar. Okay, but just for example, Shabbai. Yeah? Let's say, won't be, right? The Sabras Eisen. Let's say the Lacha is I'm chayv for the digging of my shor. My shor digs a bar, I'm responsible. Because I'm responsible, then he has it, the shor does. I'm responsible for the kriyas of bar of my shor. Yeah? The shor digs a bar. Yeah? And I don't know about it. Yeah, I can say I'm chayiv, but I'm not. You know, I'm going to say you're chayiv. Of course, I don't know about it. I don't know the bar is there. How can you chayiv me?
But you know the bar is there. You just don't know that it's covered.
But no. There was no bar beforehand. Wait. That's exactly the point. That's the nakuda. Exactly what you just said. You know about it. No, you don't. I don't know about it. There's no bar. I don't know about it. I don't know about a bar because there is no bar.
You don't know that.
That's the nakuda.
Bar to begin with, so your whole excuse falls apart.
Again,
some random guy comes and covers the bar.
It's nothing to do with anything.
No, that he covered the bar.
Okay, you're going back to that other question. That's not the nakuda. Let's say he didn't know about it. Okay, just for argument's sake, for now, let's say he didn't know about it. That's not the point. The point is, it won't be the other way of saying either. The point is, there's no bar here. That's the point. If there's no bar, he can't tell me that you knew that underneath this there's a hole there. So what? There's no bar. If there's no bar, yeah, there's no bar. Now a bar was dug. It's a bar that I'm responsible for. Nachon. But if it's a new bar that was dug, that I'm responsible for, yeah? So then we say, that calls me, you don't know about you, Potter.
So what about...
And I think it would be the tantamount of the case. When my shard digs a bar, I don't know about it, I'm Potter. Here also, that's what happened. And that's where Baruch Ber wants to learn... Alpir B'chayim, Mephlegis, the Rambam, and the Raivin.
So what about the Raivin who holds, by the case of you, someone else's cover, you're chayiv right away?
In that case, the pshat is that...
it's not considered a bar. According to the Raivin, it's like you don't, it's not your bar, so you would have to know. B'chayiv.
No, because over there, you're Pesheya. Over there, you should have realized. You should have thought they were going to take it. So there, you should have known. You know, you should have had.
Take what? There's no bar.
What?
There's no bar.
Well, you're Peshaya. Say it, but he's still Peshaya though. But now that it becomes a bar, there's a built-in Peshaya. Now that it becomes a bar, there's a built-in Peshaya. That's the answer. Just like when you find out about it, you don't say, right? So here it's as if you found out about it right away. In your mind, you should have realized that you did nothing. As far as you're concerned, even though technically it's not a bar, yeah, but it's not the pshi. You should have realized that's going to happen right away. It's as if you know about it right away. That's the answer. Weiter.
Why is the guy you
want? Weiter. That's what we had night said. Weiter. Let's go.
Track mark.
Where are we? Let's see again. Elmer Rashi, Mishavchal Pachim Mishleisha, my duch, the laws of Lukme, Kigoy, Mishavchal Pachim Mishleisha. Time of Kiniskab Liska is ba. Not Liska is ba. Kiniskab Liska is ba. Right. Look, Malamal and Gimel. I've got less Kamliska by this. He makes it a Kimta, it's talking about less than three. He only Chayim is Kamliska's by. Why didn't say it's more than three? He Chayim, no matter what. I'm a Rav, I'm a season, she say. The Mishnah is bothering him. Ma'iri the Hafach, this is Nigbia. Why are we talking about Hafach? He flipped it. Why don't we say he picked it up? Normally, the connotation of hafach means you just flipped it, but it's within three tefachim. So Mela, therefore, Blazer says that it's talking about less than gimel, and only time chayiv is your mechavin, then your potter. Chayiv, 1-3 chayiv anyway. Mir Blazer, Achbaram, this is all, let's not forget, lose focus, why we bring all this down. We'll bring it down in our discussion, what does Blazer hold about Barba Shizrav, Mafkin Azaka? Akbar, we see from here that Yechayiv, the Mafkin Azaka. Yechayiv, Mafkin Azaka. So Meila, Mir Blazer, Machayiv, Mir Bechanon, Pater. That's what's got to follow. But Gemara, Mir Bechanon, Hochi, Vatanan, Mesiza Kaitis, Eskuchis. Goy the Gidroy Bekoitzim, the Gedish and Ofer Sarabim, Uzit Behem, Acher Chayim, and Nizkoy. Look, Rashi, I'm a Sizer Koitz, but Schuchas, but Sarabim. You place the thorn or some glass, broken glass. Goy the Gidroy Bekoitzim, Shalas the Gedish of Koitzim, the Stam Gedish of Avonim. Normally, a Gedder is stone. We have the whole, a basra. But over here, he did it with a thorn bush. The gadar, the gadar, vonim, shnofesh esrabim. This Rashi has to explain this because it talks about gadar with kaitzim, it talks about the gadar with shnofesh esrabim. So why gets it? Lai shanu, so that's the Mishnah. Those stayed in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan. On that Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan comments, Loishan of Mafria, I'm Tzamtzim Potter. So Rashi, Loishan of the Goyder, Bekoitzim Chayim, Mafria. Rosh Koitzim, Vishrab, the bushes are growing into the Vishrab. The Havalei Bar, Vishrab. Aval, Tzimtzimon, Lesoich Shaloi. The Havalei Bar, Vishusai. The Havgav, the Hifkur, Vishusai, Sheikh Seir, Vishrab. Potter. But if you brought the fence in the bushes, the thorn bushes, you brought it into yours just a little bit. Yeah? Then you potter. Because Hifkar Shusai, even though you're mafka the Rishos, then you brought it in the outside between the fence and the street, you're mafka. But that's Hifkar Shusai, then you potter. Alma, my type of potlam is now the barbashusai. Mechlal, the chiyuv of the barbashusai rabbim, who? So we're saying he popped over here. Why? Because barbashusai, Shri Bechen holds, barbashusai is potter. Barbashusai is potter. What's barbashachayavasa taira? Barbashusai rabbim. So now we're stuck. We just proved that Lazar holds Mafkin Zakov is Chayiv. And Rebbechon holds not Mafkin Zakov is Potter. Here we see, the Chayiv that Rebbechon holds Mafkin Zakov. Here Rebbechon holds Mafkin Zakov is Chayiv. Because Hifkar Shusai, Hifkar Bayre is Potter. Loi, Loi Le Yemlecha, Mafkin Zakov Potter. Mitzamitzin, my time Potter. Mishum, Ditmer Allah. Amr Vacha, Bered Avika, Fishin, Nakhshim Yod, Mishachim Ksalim. So really, I'll tell you, Mafkin Zakov is Chayiv, and Barsha Chayiv Azatayra is Chayiv. And Barsha Azatayra is if we should like a Bayra. And if we should like a Bayra, Mafkin Zakov is Potter. So why are you Potter over here? There it is. My time. Mishum ditmar Allah amravacha beredivikol v'shein akshvam mizuschach b'chsalim. People don't scratch their backs on walls. V'zesh eschachik. Maybe it's from Mishum. It's different. V'zesh eschachik v'huzak v'shunu u'mafriach. Oh, so the Rashi says this, that he scratched his back on the fence and there was some thorns over there. That's his problem. So Melo, and then normally you put you chayv here, you put mafriach. Hainu time of the chayv, shemimayinayhu. V'lo yefkiran. So over here, now we're going that Mafir Nizaka Fir Byekhanan your potter. So why you chayiv over here? Teretz is when it's mafriya, because you weren't mafkirit. And it's pashid. Your bar, which is rabbim, like Amasim Aside, it's Nush Rabbim, and there it's Yichai over there. It's not yours, it's still yours. Now, that's Gemara suggests that we can still miyashir b'yechon. Like the Gemara doesn't work, mir b'yechon achi, mir b'yechon on, halach is tam mishna, tam, chayv bar b'shrabim, no pasach, shayv chamar, umeis, chayv. Ferish mishna, tam mishna, chayv bar b'shrabim is chayv. Am chiv the bar b'shrabim. Open and shut case, and b'yechon pasach is tam mishna. Ella loyla v'echnan amachayev. Okay, we was talking before. Say v'echnan says ma'afkin zaka v'schayev. V'echnan amachayev lozem and potter. From lozem b'shul b'shmol. I we brought the raya. Teretz is makasha haday had the raya. Shul b'shmol shnei dvar mishuzot. Now is the Gemara's original raya that yichayev shesram. Teretz is that's shem b'shmol. He himself doesn't hold that way. Reb Kveger over here. This is one to get to the Mishnah. Kveger is down in Rashi. And Rashi says, Avo Tzimtzimon L'Soich Shaloi. Right, he brought it in. He pulled back his fence. So Rashi gives a case. Tzimtzimon, he pulled it back. He actually pulled the fence into his property. He took off some of his property and made the fence a meter in or something like that. Now, why doesn't Rashi say Kipshutai? Why does Rashi need a case where he pulled it in? In other words, the truth of the matter is, when I saw the Gemara with Samson, I thought Mitzamun was just Lafuke Hefrichon. There's the bushes, the guys that take care of the bushes, and they cut their bushes and they just stay in their own property. And there's the guys that leave their bushes wild and they're halfway across the sidewalk. That's what I thought the case was, right? When I saw the Gemara, before I saw Rashi. Becker Kveger, why does Rashi learn Gemara Kipshutai? It's talking about you had your bushes right next to the street. And that's Bar B'Shusai. That's Bar B'Shusai. Why can that be the case? Why do we have to have a case where you actually pulled it in? It was Mafim Lichasim. Why Mafim Hifkir Shusai Gemara? Like Rashi says. Zok Kveger, because the Rashi of the Mentesim base, that if you remember the Rashi, we discussed this Rashi, when we discussed the Yeshua, and then when Tosfos discussed Rashi Shita, the Hefker Shusa Ubayre, Rashi Nechayev, and Tosfos asked from the Gemara's Kasha Barshan Shnei Shutvin, Hech Mishkachas Law, Shusa Ubayre Zechayev, that's the case of Barshan Shutvin, and he shouldn't want to say it's Talmud Mechagiz Shmuel and Rekiva. But upon him, so Rashi will be explain why the Fir Rishmol is Hefker Shusa, the Hefker Bayre, why you potter. So Rashi explained that because the guy said, I wasn't mafkirit, I was mafkirit my rishos, in order, I gave the rishos around my rishos, but not that I should be chayim, it's their responsibility to make sure they don't fall into my bar. Taisa over there, afternoon. Taisa is arguing Rashi. And he says, and he learns that the reason is because it's bar, because I'm a torch b'shus in my body. And Taisa says, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you if im sama chabar mitchila b'shus harab. What's it then over there? Says Taisa, it's talin Rashi and Taisa again. Rashi says, what's the din What's the Torah of Hifka Shusel Hifka Bayrai? Koinin Aman Amar. It's because the Dayit Nachi, I wasn't Mafka my Rishus. To be in the to be Chayim. Tyson says, why you potter? The Koinin Aman Amar? It's Torah of Rishus in my bar. What's Yisrael doing in my bar? Zog Tyson says, what the Mafka mean is, if you dig a bar right next to the street, how's that? The Firashi was going to be the din. Bye, Sai. Talk to myself?
Potter.
Potter. Why Potter?
Because you're only being mafkir al das that you're.
No. I said, if you dig a bar right next to the street.
It's the same thing, it's in your shoes.
You dig a bar right next to the street. What's the din lefirashi?
Chayev.
Why Chayev? It's not Potter, it's Chayev. Why Chayev?
Next to the street.
What? But it's Bershusa, it's Bar Bershusa. Why Chayev? What? Bar Bershusa also called Rishusrav. Once you mafka the Rishus, if Rishusa, if Rishusa, but if Gebur, it's also, but at the end of the day, it's the Bar Bershusrav.
You didn't do anything.
What? What mean you didn't do anything?
You didn't do anything.
Yes, we did.
Just like
again. Let's start again. I want to know, very simple, what happens if a guy digs a bar in his property right next to the street? I want to know what's the din lefi Rashi and what's the din lefi Taisus.
Lefi Taisus is
better
because Rashi bringing
my bad.
What?
Both
Chayim.
What?
Rashi
said,
lefi Rashi, you can't title. What are you doing in my Rashi? He made a takala right next to this.
No,
that's
right.
Say
Patrick,
because you still tiny. What are you doing,
Elfirashi? You can't tiny. What are you doing? But who says that's a reason to make you Patrick?
So, well, again, why the reason? Hifkush is like Gabbarde. What's the deal of Firashi? According to that, Rishmal, what's the difference in that case? In this case,
one's in
Yerushas,
one's not.
No, they're both not. At the end of the day, they're both not in Yerushas.
One's further in.
No, it's not. I was not doing my Rishos. It's announced in Shrabim. What's the difference between Hifka Rishos and Hifka Bayrai and when you made the bar right next to the street? Is the question clear?
You're giving the Rishos to...
What?
You're giving Rishos to Shrabim so they should figure it out versus here.
When I'm Hifka Rishos and Hifka Bayrai, we have this bar of Rashi, Adai, Dach, Leafkarei. Masha Enkin, if I dig it right next to the street, you don't have that far because you were Mafka the Rishos. We say Torah Rishus is my bar. What's he doing in my bar? Then does it make a difference if you mafka the Rishus or you dug the bar right next to the end? That's what Taisus says. Mechleg is Rashi and Taisus. Zakir b'kveg. The reason why Rashi by us talks about the case that mitzamtzim and Rashi wants to say, and the reason why you put there is why, because it's bar b'shusai. Then we're going now. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, Bar B'Shusai is Potter. So according to Rashi, this can only be, if we're saying you're Potter as Bar B'Shusai, it has to be a case where you're Mafkir Shuzal Hekabairai. If it's the case that I built the fence right next to the street, so there is no Ptur of Bar B'Shusai with your Rashi. Because putting the fence right next to the street is tantamount to digging the bar right next to the street. And there is no svara to pat the bar b'shusai. The svara to pat the bar b'shusai is a diet to ochle afkere. Over here, you weren't after anything. You just dug a bar right next to the street. You put a fence, a thorn fence, right next to the street. So therefore, even the man don't pat the hair, you'll be chayiv to feel what Tayyus is not known. The only way to pat the guy is like pull the fence in. And I'll hit Krishna, I'll have goodbye, right? Then, according to my name, I'll be a partner.
Shkaya, Rabbi!
I missed the last...